Cover Me, written by Marlon Green and Eddie Hinton, up in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. All right, this is BRC Radio, brought to you by the Birmingham Record Collectors of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got our three guys back from the club playing some music for us today. So we're going to get started right now. I think Joe's up next. So what do you have?
Okay, Charlie, I've got some lesser-known songs by some fairly big artists here. First one is a song called I Done Got Over It. And this was written by a guy we all know and love by the name of Ernest Cador. Maybe you know him better as Ernie K. Doe. He was a friend of our club. And this is Fats covering the Ernie K. Doe song, I Done Got Over It. And we're going to follow that up with It's Your Thing, the Isley Brothers song, covered by someone you might not expect, Moms Mabley. The comedy comedy singer. And then the last one we got is the first song by the great Glenn Campbell on the Crest label. Hit number 62 Billboard in 1961, a song called Brenda by Glenn Campbell.
Lord, I done got over. Lord, I done got over it. Lord, I done got over. Lord, I done got over. Lord, I done got over. I done got over at last. Well, I didn't want you to be no angel, either no gal with a job. All I wanted was one good woman just to love and keep me satisfied. But I done got over. Lord, I done got over. Lord, I done got over. I done got over at last. I was so in love, I was miserable. Although I know my love was in vain, 'cause every time I turned my back, you was out with some other man. But I done got over. Lord, I done got over. Lord, I done got over. I done got over at last. Met you, you seem to be the sweet little thing, but after a while you got so bad. Lord, it was a crying shame. But I done got over. Lord, I done got over. Lord, I done got over. I done got over at last. Lord, I done got over. I done got over and
my goodness, these children always asking me about something. I don't know nothing to tell them. But it's your thing.
It's your thing.
Do what you want to do. Honey, mom can't tell you who to suck to. It's your thing.
It's your thing.
Wanna do. I can't tell you who I'm talking to. I only try to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But honey, I can't tell you where to hang out all night. But if you keep on walking, I mean if you walk me alone, you may not get back to your home sweet home. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do.
Thing.
Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who
Songs again for us. We'll start out with Roger Miller, King of the Road, 1965. And under that will be the answer of Queen of the House, Jody Miller. That's, Roger Miller was 65, and so was Jody, but they were not kin now. There was no relation between the two of them. But let's go with that. Roger Miller, King of the Road. Joni Miller, Jody Miller, Queen of the House.
Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Bangor, Maine. Whoa, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all their children, all of their names, and every handout in every town. Every lock, it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing traders for sale are rent rooms let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I've got 2 hours of pushing room buys and 8 for 12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours.
Up every day at 6, bacon and eggs to fix for kids from 1 to 4. Pretty soon there'll be one more. I got old floors to wax and scrub, and there's a dirty old ring in the tub. I'll get a maid someday, but till then I'm the queen of the house. No time to fix my hair, need a new dress to wear. Old clothes will have to do, 'cause the kids all need new shoes. I got bridge club each Tuesday night. He goes out with the boys and gets tired, but when the evening's through, he comes home to the queen of the house. I know the milkman, the ice man, they come every day. They give me tips on the horses to play, and when I've got the time to spare, I sit and wish that I'd picked a rich millionaire. Sing up every day at 6, bacon and eggs to fix for kids from 1 to 4. Pretty soon there'll be one more, but Sundays I'm mighty glad we send the kids to his mom and dad. It's the day that makes me glad I'm queen of the house. Up every day at 6, bacon and eggs to fix for kids from 1 to 4. Pretty soon there'll be one more, but Sundays I'm mighty glad we send the kids to his mom and dad. It's the day that makes me glad I'm queen of the house. Up every day at 6, bacon and eggs.
All right, Charlie, I've got another eclectic collection. I'll try saying that fast. I know I can. Anyway, this first one is one that Bob Dylan put out back in 1965. It was off his album called if I could find it. Anyway, 1965, Bringing It All Back Home, the Bob Dylan rendition of She Belongs to Me.
She's got everything she needs. She's an artist, she don't look back. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist, she don't look back. She can take the dark out of the nighttime and paint the daytime black. start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. You will start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. But you will wind up peeking through her keyhole down upon your knees. She never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. She never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. Nobody's child, the law can't touch her at all. Egyptian ring, it sparkles before she speaks. She wears an Egyptian ring, it sparkles before she speaks. She's a hypnotist collector, you are a walking antique. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. For Halloween, buy her a trumpet, and for Christmas, get her a drum.
All right, that was Bob Dylan's rendition of what he wrote, She Belongs to Me. 4 years later, in 1969, Rick Nelson and the Stone Canyon Band recorded it, and here's Rick's version of She Belongs to Me.
She's got everything she needs, she's an artist. She's got everything she needs, she's an artist, she don't look bad. She can take the dark out of the nighttime, paint the daytime black. You may start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. Start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. But you wind up peeking through a keyhole upon your knees. She never stumbles, got no place to fall. Stumbles, she got no place to fall. She's nobody's child, the law can't touch her at all.
right. That was Rick Nelson's rendition of Bob Dylan's She Belongs to Me. Rick and the Stone Canyon Band from 1969. I'd like to follow up that with one of my favorite songs from Ricky Nelson. This came out in the early 60s. I'm sorry. It came out, I believe, in 1959. Birmingham's own Baker Knight wrote the lyrics to this song. Baker went to L.A. At the prodding of some of his friends, saying, man, you got to go out to L.A. And do some writing out there and see if you can get some of these people out there to sing your songs. I believe it was Bobby V who introduced him to Rick Nelson. And the rest is history, as they say. Baker ended up writing 10, 12, 15 hits for Rick over the years, and also for many other famous singers, including Elvis and Frank Sinatra. But here's Rick Nelson singing There'll Never Be Anyone Else But You, written by Baker Knight, right here from Birmingham, Alabama.
There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. If I could take my pick of all the girls I have ever known, then I'd come and pick you out to be my very own. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. A heart that's true and longs for you is all I have to give. All my love belongs to you as long as I may live. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. I never will forget the way you kiss me. And when we're not together, I wonder if you miss me, 'cause I hope and pray the day will come when you belong to me. Then I'm gonna prove to you how true my love can be. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you.
All right, that was Rick singing those words that we probably whispered in a number of girls' ears back in the day, 59, 60. You know, baby, there'll never be anyone else but you. Well, anyway, thanks for listening to that. That's one of my favorite Rick Nelson songs. This next and last, I'm told, because I think they're going to kick me off the air any time now, is a record that came out back in, I got my notes here. It came out in 1973. And a man called Byron McGregor, who was working at CKLW in Detroit, Michigan, he recorded it, and he put it out in 1973. It's called The Americans. It was written by a Canadian, Gordon Sinclair, and he originally played it up in Alberta, Canada. Let's give a listen to Byron McGregor singing a song about us, Americans.
The United States dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41% since 1971, and this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the earth. As long as 60 years ago, when I first started to read newspapers, I read of floods on the Yellow River and the Yangtze. Who rushed in with men and money to help? The Americans did. They have helped control floods on the Nile, the Amazon, the Ganges, and the Niger. Today, the rich bottomland of the Mississippi is underwater, and no foreign land has sent a dollar to help. Germany, Japan, and to a lesser extent, Britain and Italy were lifted out of the debris of war by the Americans, who poured in billions of dollars and forgave other billions in debts. None of those countries is today paying even the interest on its remaining debts to the United States. When the franc was in danger of collapsing in 1956, it was the Americans who propped it up, and their reward was to be insulted and swindled on the streets of Paris. I was there. I saw it. When distant cities are hit by earthquake, it is the United States that hurries in to help. Managua, Nicaragua is one of the most recent examples. So far this spring, 59 American communities have been flattened by tornadoes. Nobody has helped. The Marshall Plan, the Truman Policy, all pumped billions upon billions of dollars into discouraged countries. Now newspapers in those countries are writing about the decadent, war-mongering Americans. I'd like to see just one of those countries that is gloating over the erosion of the United States dollar build its own airplanes. Come on, let's hear it. Does any other country in the world have a plane to equal the Boeing Jumbo Jet, the Lockheed TriStar, or the Douglas 10? If so, why don't they fly them? Why do all international lines except Russia fly American planes? Why does no other land on Earth even consider putting a man or woman on the moon? You talk about Japanese technocracy and you get radios. You talk about German technocracy and you get automobiles. You talk about American technocracy and you will find men on the moon, not once, but several times, and safely home again. You talk about scandals and the Americans put theirs right in the store window for everybody to look at. Even the draft dodgers are not pursued and hounded. They are here on our streets, most of them, unless they are breaking Canadian laws, are getting American dollars from Ma and Pa at home to spend here. When the Americans get out of this bind, as they will, who could blame them if they said, the hell with the rest of the world? Let someone else buy the Israel bonds. Let someone else build or repair foreign dams or design foreign buildings that won't shake apart in earthquakes. When the railways of France, Germany, and India were breaking down through age, it was the Americans who rebuilt them. When the Pennsylvania Railroad and the New York Central went broke, nobody loaned them an old caboose. Both are still broke. I can name you 5,000 times when the Americans raced to the help of other people in trouble. Can you name me even one time when someone else raced to the Americans in trouble? I don't think there was outside help even during the San Francisco earthquake. Our neighbors have faced it alone. And I'm one Canadian who's damned tired of hearing them kicked around. They will come out of this thing with their flag high. They are entitled to thumb their nose at the lands that are gloating over their present troubles. I hope Canada is not one of these, but there are many smug, self-righteous Canadians. And finally, the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans that it was broke. This year's disasters have taken it all, and nobody, but nobody, has helped.
Okay, next up, I've got three records that I would love to know something about because I don't know anything about them. I'll tell you what they are. First one, the Lee Vons, girl group on Columbia. Don't know anything about it. Arranged and conducted by Horace Ott. Don't know the year. Could be 62. The Lee Vons. All right, after that, the J-Tones, doo-wop group. Don't know anything about it. Julius Dixon wrote it. The song is called The Clock. On Brunswick, the J-Tones. And last of all, Teddy Ross doing a Ray Charles song, Ain't That Love, on the Dalton label. That's a Los Angeles label. Don't know anything about Teddy. Would like to know something about Teddy. So here they come.
Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. My darling, won't you come to me?
Hey, come to Ain't that love, ain't that love that I feel in my heart for you. If your friends turn their back on you, I'll be there just to see you through. Ain't that love, 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 baby, that I feel in my heart for you. And mama, when you sigh, your daddy wants to sigh with you. When you cry, I wanna cry some too. Ain't that love, whoa, ain't it love that your daddy feels in his heart for you. Girl, if you ever need a friend, I'll be with you till the end. Ain't that love, ain't that love, won't you tell me, baby, ain't that love, mama, that I feel in my heart for you. Thank you.
take me by my hand. I wanna show you that I understand. Baby, let me keep you by my side to protect you and be your guide. Mama, I'm so in love with you. I'll do anything you tell me to.
Ain't that love? Ain't that love? Ain't that love? Ain't that love, baby, that I feel in my heart for you?
Girl, that I feel in my heart for you. That I feel in my heart for you.
That I feel in my heart for you.
Ain't that love?
Well, yeah, Charlie, got a couple of songs here. Mama Didn't Know and Mama Didn't Lie. A couple of mama songs, one by Major Lance and the other by Jan Bradley. Both of them come out in 63. So let's lead out with Mama Didn't Know, Major Lance.
Yeah. on is how they get their kicks. But not me, because I know their tricks. And they're all to think I will be caught by the wink of an eye. My mama didn't lie.
Mama didn't lie.
She didn't lie. Mama didn't lie. She didn't lie.
All right, Dick, I got Benny King, Stand By Me, and Demita Joe, I'll Be There, for my last two here for the answer songs. Both of them in 1961, and I think it was more near the first of the year for Benny King, and then Demita Joe came back and answered it the last of 61. So here we go. Benny King, Stand By Me. Demita Joe, I'll Be There.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. And all this love we share.
when you face each dawn and you think you can't go on. You know I'll be there. Oh, darling, darling, I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there. I'll always be there.
It's me again, Margaret. I've got three here that are oldies but goodies. I know you'll remember them, but you probably haven't heard them in a long time. And especially this first guy, he hit the record scene in 1956 and has been going strong until he died about, 40 years ago? Something like that. 40 years ago, I think. It's just past his 40th anniversary of being dead. The King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley. Here's a medley by him. Who can forget the King? And I think every radio show we should have at least one song of Elvis Presley. Here's six of them.
Don't believe just don't let a good thing die. Well, honey, you know I've never lied to you.
All right, that was 208 seconds of Elvis doing a six-song rendition. All right, this next one is from 1958, and the lyrics in this. Give a listen to the lyrics. I know you all remember the song, but give a listen to the lyrics and see how apropos they are today. This is Tommy Edwards doing It's All in the Game.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking dim, but these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet. And he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your hearts will fly away.
Soon he'll be there at your side
with a sweet bouquet. Then he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your hearts will fly away.
What'd I tell you? How's that fit in your life today? Many a tear has to fall, right? Okay, this next and last one before they kick me out is one of the greatest singers of all time. When he died, the music died, so I think you know who I'm talking about. This is the flip side to Buddy's big hit, Old Boy, from 1957. We're going to listen to the flip side. It's Not Fade Away. Buddy Holly.
I'm going to tell you how it's going to be. Are you going to give your love to me? You know my love will not fade away. Oh, well, you know my love will not fade away. My love is bigger than a Cadillac. I try to show it when you're driving me back. Your love for me got to be real. For you to know just how I feel. A love for real, not fade away.
A lot for all that. That was some good stuff, interesting stuff, and I'm sure there's some stuff in there people's never heard before, and we kind of like playing some of that you might get interested in. Thanks for joining us here on BRC Radio. We're going to have to get out of here. We're fading away, and we'll be back next week, though, with another new show. So thanks to David, Tom, and Joe, and everybody out there. Join us again, and we'll see you next time.